And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven."
You've heard the call out. Vehicle is supersonic.
And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do."
Genesis 11 gives us such a big clue because it says, "Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." One of the things that we have to be very careful of in the body of Christ is our biases. Too many have such biases that they miss the big picture. And you miss what really is happening behind the scenes. The tower itself was a direct rebellion upon God. And what the elite of this world are doing via their imaginations is bringing forth wickedness that is abominable before the living God. In Proverbs 15:26, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." And what we are seeing fastly approaching in 2018, and then you'll see it in 2019, 2020, and so forth, unless the Lord comes sooner, of course, are technologies, are advances, that whether your bias allows you to see it or not, is happening, that are abominable, and that are in direct rebellion of God. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, "Casting down imaginations." Isn't it amazing that the people of the Tower of Babel, the people of Genesis 11, inspired by Satan and his fallen angels, they had imaginations too. Imaginations that did not come from God. Imaginations of rebellion against God. And you could picture them admiring their beauty. And you could picture them admiring their tower. And you could picture them looking at that tower at how beautiful it looked. As in Genesis 3, verse 6, where the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. And you could picture them rebelling against God and admiring their beauty and admiring what they had achieved, admiring the marvels that they had completed. But it was abominations. For what these men are desiring to truly do is to survive aside from God. And when I say God, I don't say God like people say, "Oh, God, 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 and God we trust." Yeah, by their actions, you know who this government trusted. I'm talking about the true way, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the only way. And in John 10:1 it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And Satan has convinced the elite of this world and most of humanity that via transhumanism you can live apart from God. That via conquering some other planet, you can move there and humanity can continue. And these deceptions are branched out in so many different aspects of it, where there's so many things happening right now in terms of false teachings that you cannot even keep up anymore, because you don't even know what Christianity is anymore. And we'll deal with that very soon. But I urge you via this video to be watchful of your biases, because your biases are keeping you blinded. Funny that as soon as the SpaceX goes into space, instead of people thinking to themselves, man, these wicked people truly, truly, truly believe that they can be saved outside of Christ, the only thing that you see is flat earth versus globe earth arguments. Funny that as soon as you see that CNN posts something about Trump or Fox News posts something about the deep state, that the only thing people can think of is, don't talk about Trump, or hey, don't talk about the deep state. You're being blinded, folks. And the same thing applies across the whole board. Rapture versus no rapture, tithing versus no tithing. And there's a time and a day for all of that, absolutely. But your biases are keeping you blinded and distracted from the wickedness that's going to be hitting humanity very, very soon. Because what they have planned for you is not good. It's not good at all. The good news is that if you have the Holy Spirit of God, if you have the Holy Spirit of God, you are in victory. And if you have Jesus Christ in your life, the true way, the only way, even though you're persecuted, even though you're outnumbered, as Elijah with the prophets of Baal, with the power of God, if you're walking in his true way, if you're walking in his statutes, you are an overcomer in Jesus, by Jesus. And to the elite of this world, I caution and I warn for you to seek Jesus Christ now while there is time, and that goes for all of you. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Does it lie in Jesus Christ, or does it lie in your biases? Be very careful, for deceptions are coming, and they're coming very, very strong. And as in the days of Noah, very few made it into the ark. I pray that I see you in that ark when Jesus Christ comes. The wicked have an imagination. That imaginations are full of abominations. No matter how pretty the transhumanist agenda may look, no matter how pretty that robot that they can offer you to marry, that can clean and cook for you, no matter how pretty it may look that they can give you a child, and even if it's a hybrid child, no matter how pretty it will all look, it's abominations and in direct rebellion of God. May God bless you and your family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Jesus Christ, to touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts now more than ever, Lord, because you know that we need it. I need it, Lord. You're coming soon, Lord. Your soon is not our soon. It could be days, it could be years, it could be a lot of time. But allow us, Lord, to be prepared for you every day. Allow us, Lord, to not be swayed to the left, to not be swayed to the right by the devil and his fallen angels. Convict our hearts, Lord, so that we can live for you, so that we can preach for you, so that we can die for you if necessary, because you are the only way. And in you, not in technology, in you, we have the springs of life. We have eternal life in you. In Jesus' mighty name, we rebuke the devil, his deceptions, his witchcraft, his demonic ways. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless.